is an in-time delivery center video production. No demons allowed.
We're going back to try to add an ink and we've severed off all coaches, all roots, and you cannot set. And then right now, an hour investigating the third energy, a brand new closet right now. I ask the other demons in to hold you down while this process is still taking place. I hold you down. I brand new closet in red, you can see. It says, here's what it says, and it says, I have been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ as an end-time deliverer, and I do it now. It's burning it on your head, dude. It's there right now. It's there right now. All right, and you know now. Say, Jesus is Lord. Say, Jesus is Lord. Command you in the name of Jesus. I take my authority and my power to the third heaven, and I command you to say that Jesus is Lord. Say, you better say it. Say, Jesus is Lord. Say, Jesus is Lord. You've got to do it. In the name of Jesus, I command you to say it. Every knee shall bow. You know that. Get down on your knees, dude. Get down on your knees and say, Jesus is Lord. You've got to make it now. You have to. You cannot not do it. You have got to do it in Jesus' name. Now, dude, I take your power again from third heaven. And I pray in the name of Jesus, say that Jesus is Lord. You want to go in the box? You want to go in the box if you want to follow up that,
yeah?
All right, Father Jesus, then I'll put this being in the box all by himself. And the name of Jesus, you're in that box. Being the box tied up in iron chains and set it, I'll put you in a body box. That is a body box. That box is wrapped around whatever you look like. It's completely wrapped around you. And tied up in iron chains and fetters. There's two things in there. They're reading the Word of God to you. You can hear them right now. You can hear them more. They're reading the New Testament and the Old Testament. They're ministering to you. That box is filled with the blood of Jesus. That box is filled with the agape love of God. That box is filled with the glory of God. It's flowing you so right. And you can't stand it. And you can't see that box. And you cannot see it because I put a gag in your mouth and I just terminate your son in the name of Jesus. So you have no purpose. Your son is terminating me and you can't do nothing. And you're going to cast out in Jesus' name. I command all you other demons. This demon is in the body box. He's a traitor. There's a traitor in the camp and it's him. He's in the box. I command you all to cast him out. Push him up, pound him, get him up out of there. Pound him on that box, because this makes it unbearable. He can't stand all the pounding on that box. And the blood of Jesus is flowing through there. The blood just warms you. The blood's all over you. It's just oozing off you. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is all over you. You're not just looking because you have the blood of Jesus all over you. But you got it. You got it. And that's the blood of God is all over you. And you just can't stand it. You just come out and just stand. You got to go out and take care of you. You got to do it. The box for a long time, being a Jewish man, for someone like that. You got to come out and take care of it. I send him to hell in heaven, in that box. I send him to school, giant turmoil, to chase you around, and to devour you in Jesus' name. I break all mind control from this demon in the name of Jesus. I swear Jesus is saying, fire the allergies, keep this demon, and continue to break him down. I command you other demons and throw him out in the name of Jesus. You can't stand it, dude. You can't stand everything that's going on. You've lost your home, dude.
You don't understand.
What don't I understand?
I'm supposed to be here.
Why?
Because I have a purpose to be here. I'm not leaving until I get my job done.
Well, who's your purpose? What's your purpose?
I
command you in the name of Jesus. I terminate that classified time and I make it unclassified. You have to tell me.
You have to tell me.
When you leave here, you're going to get into Dungeons and Dragons.
No.
You're going to get whooped. The devil is going to whoop up on you. He's going to get you when you go. And that's why you're going to leave. Because you're going to be leaving here.
Put me in the box and you can just do whatever you want, but I'm not leaving.
Father, I ask that you send a special angel for her, Lord. I ask for a special angel to take care of this demon and do whatever's necessary to get this thing over. Lord, the demon's got no legal rights, he's got no legal home, and he cannot stay in this box.
I call Carter. I throw Carter's son. I'm in touch with you. He wasn't there. Okay, you need a pumpkin? Any person?
Oh, my God. You can't stand it because of that blood. It's devastating you. No, I won't do it. Thank you. I Thank you.
and red areas, and how it's all full of brokenness and it cleanses power magic, and how it can do you any good because you are truly human. You are truly, your faith is in school.
Come on, Dina. Tell me your stuff. I got the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Lord is glory. That's what it's done to me. this is May, this is on the name. It has some of turned off in kindergarten names, has turned in like a bully, and has just kind of bullied me around. And the reason why I manifest like this. Someone thinks at the bottom here, if you look at it from one angle, it has a yellow and black stripe. Because in the other angle, it's speckled. You can be seeing this, and this is a bull snake. A what? A bull snake.
Bull snake.
What is that turn at the top?
It's a cool.
What do you think about what she just said? Do you think that she should let it stay? What?
Yeah. Come on.
I don't know. It may be kind of one of them on me too, but it really wants to get me back.
It's true. It's here, okay?
We also
been
telling you to let it stay or whatever.
Well, stay,
but we're
trying to get
by
on
us. Yeah. Trying to get by.
Yeah. I don't want to have a deed. I don't want to have a debt. Something happened to harvest in my shield that you were all there, and anything that you can tell, I don't have to look at it. And these sinners, if I have been to believe in my name, that I cast out devils, which I speak with new tongues. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And he overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and he led not their lives unto death. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. And I will give unto you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And in the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous blood into it and will escape. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to pull down strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I bring into the obedience of Christ every thought going through Elizabeth right now in Jesus' name. I cast down all imaginations. I bring down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I bring down his dream in Jesus' name. I command bold spirit to come out in Jesus' name. You bold dream to come out in Jesus' name. You've got to come out here by sending coals from the altar of God to burn you out in the name of Jesus. I send you the soul of the sperm well to devour you and shoot you over in Jesus' name. I send you school blue thin sharks to chew you up in Jesus' name. You can't stand. I command all you other demons here to be weak, to do, to commit civil war. And then when Jesus said, turn the door, the slave is doing that. He's in that box, that body box. He can't do anything. He just can't do not one thing to you. He's stuck. He can't retaliate. He can't give you any orders. And he's got power to take him out in the name of Jesus. So get him out. Don't you transfer to nobody. You just leave here, and I'll send you to the pit in the name of Jesus.
But
we have to get
him
the first and then the Father, we partake of this. The same of you, Lord, is what it represents. We just take it, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for taking care of us and protecting us. We thank you, Lord, for all the angels that are surrounding us and protecting us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us completely. And it's surrounding us, it's flowing through all their body, all their veins and arteries. And everything is covered by the blood of Jesus. And his being is covered in the blood of Jesus. You got to come out, dude. You got to get out here and bring your whole family out there in the name of Jesus. I ask you to do something. Keep to the super in the name of my family. Keep to the super in the name of Jesus.
No problem.